This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on whether or not it's time for a silver revolution. A couple of days ago, the Wall Street Journal ran a starkly realistic and somewhat depressing story about retirees either voluntarily or forcibly leaving their jobs. They'd been planning to find new work or who needed to find work to supplement minimal pensions or Social Security, who are being forced to abandon the search. In the time of Facebook and silicon mirages of 20-year-old youngsters wrapped in their own hipness, stumbling over gold mines, baby boomers into vestiges of the twin pinchers of a post-recession economy that hammered home values, savings, and pensions, and a jobless recovery offering minimum wages as security guards and Walmart greeters, are finding themselves undervalued and unsatisfied with diminished job prospects. There are countless stories I can now tell of friends and comrades caught in the clutches of late-in-life job searches. Some are looking for new meaning and passion along with ways to still use valuable experience and robust energies. And either through delusion or pride or unwilling to confront the rampant age discrimination coupled with tighter budgets in both businesses and nonprofits that are turning their backs on them. Some of the most productive navigators Local 100 has been working with on Obamacare recruitment are men and women who have been forced by the economy to abandon their retirements and re-enter the workforce. Many more are still looking. It's easy to observe the problem, but where's the anger? Some experts, speaking to the New York Times, think that a silver revolution is inevitably coming because the preconditions seem everywhere. The Center for Retirement Research at Boston College reported in 2013 that more than half of working-age households faced a deteriorating standard of living in retirement. A Pew Research Center survey published in 2012 found that the percentage of older people between 55 to 64 who doubt that they will have enough to live on during retirement rose to 39% in 2012 from 26% in 2009. And the number of seniors experiencing hunger rose 200% between 2001 and 2011, according to a report by the Meals on Wheels Research Foundation. Pervasive biases against older employees should radicalize seniors across the political spectrum, said Mr. Russ Igno, an expert on workplace discrimination. We live in a society consumed and obsessed by freshness and youth, he said. This can and does culminate in discrimination in hiring, in firing, and in general harassment. When aging workers lose their jobs, he knows they find it far more difficult than younger colleagues to find reemployment. The number of age discrimination cases filed with the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission increased by more than 50% from 1999 to 2013. The Times article talked nostalgically about the Gray Panthers and the work of the labor-backed National Council of Senior Citizens that had its moments but never challenged the AARP for a mass membership despite the hopes of union leaders. The AARP is too often just dismissed as a sleeping giant with some chops in the policy game but identity confusion between its income stream and its action output. The takeaway from the article was that seniors were ready and willing, but that they were fumbling around over tactics that would both be comfortable and effective. I'm not sure if that is really the issue. Reading these pieces, it's hard to miss the fact that it seems like there was a huge constituency waiting for an organization that spoke to them about this time and their current circumstances. These 60s-era seniors, veterans of great social change over the last 50 years, may also not be ready yet to admit that their legacy includes historic inequality, a tattered social services safety net, historically weakened unions, polarized politics, vestiges of war throughout the globe, cities still wrecked by deindustrialization and mortgage crises, and other mega issues where they thought, in some cases still think, they have solutions. In order to summon up the energy and enthusiasm for a last great fight for themselves. Too many of the 60s-era seniors may still not see themselves as old at all or old enough to make age itself and its issues the cause of their remaining time. Once they, maybe I should say we, do, perhaps, then comes the deluge. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.